Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Everyman Show. And that was the sound of the United States being flushed down the toilet morally. We are literally on the precipice of civil war in this country. We've had literally, you know, people say we've had a decade and a half of strife and war and all kinds of worldly aggression and the world's on fire and, you know, they're talking about 9/11. We know what have you. Looking at the fomentation in Ferguson again. They want to, you know, we're 30 days away, ladies and gentlemen, from the 14th anniversary of 9/11. Yesterday was the anniversary of the Michael Brown shooting. Not the Darryl Wilson saved the town from a bully. Not Darryl Wilson Day. But you see, the grief industry pays. Headlines full of grief and strife and lies and distorted truths. That pays. That pays big money to the mainstream $500 billion a year industry of lies and disinformation. Why do we call these days anniversaries? Why do we look back on the First World War and the Second World War and the Korean War and who structured? And we call these guys that survived, some of them worked in personnel and never saw the beachhead. Never saw the beachheads in Normandy. Never saw the beachheads anywhere, except for the beaches they laid on their whole life after retirement and traveling around presenting themselves as heroes. It saddens me as I get older. It saddens me. I was born in 1957. By the way, my name is Alan Damian DeBosco on Facebook. Alan Damian DeBosco on Facebook. You can friend me. I will friend you back if I find you interesting. Don't friend me if you're an employee of Facebook. Don't friend me if your account is 2 days old. Not interested in you. Or one out. I'm just not interested in new people. Have something to discuss. So the news is going to get bad. Here again, we're in the fall. You're looking at 70-degree temperatures in August here on the Eastern Shore. We're looking at rain events. I did some serious reading on chemtrails yesterday. I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that it has come to fruition with me since I do a lot of work staying clean and cleaning out my body, taking the iodine. I take my vitamins. I walk 4 miles a day. I'm clearing out my head. I sweat gushers to get this toxins out of my system. And I've been thinking about what's to come. And there is an algorithm to September and October. There's an algorithm every 15 years. There's an algorithm every 50 years, every 100 years. And we're in this situation. But sometimes, I've said before, things don't just happen, they're made to happen. You have to look at the strange events of today. We know about chemtrails. We've known about it for 18 years. They've lied about it forever. This plan is Bill Gates. Bill Gates funds it to $4 billion a year. But when I look at all the strife and the disease and I see young people that can't even function, I don't know how they can hold their bowels. They're so incredibly hostile. They're ramped up like vicious animals. The animus is crazy. They don't understand that Michael Brown beat up people and was a thug. It's too bad that he's dead, but I'll bet if a taser, if somebody bullhorned you and got down and came at you, if they would have tasered him and hit him in the head, would Michael Brown have suffered a stroke and died anyway? Those tasers would probably fry your brain, fry your nervous system if it shot you point blank in the skull. So these, you know, maybe it would have hit him in the spine. I don't know. But the bottom line here is, ladies and gentlemen, people died from tasers. They died from gunshot wounds. You don't do what Michael Brown did to Darryl Wilson. I'd like to see Darryl Wilson reinstated, get employed someplace, and not have his life destroyed. See, these are distorted truths that are destroying thousands and possibly millions of black lives, and George Soros and Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Louis Farrakhan, you know, we've got the guy from the Black Panthers threatening everybody, wanting to kill Zimmerman, wanting to kill Derrick Brown, you know, Darren Wilson, he doesn't deserve it. Malik Shabazz is all over. Now, are these stories fake? I think that Mr. Jackson from Blackosphere makes it very clear. Go to blackosphere.com and listen to what he has to say about his people. He'll tell you. They're nuts. They're crazy. They're out of control. They're stupid. They've got false information. They're being MK-altered. This is an operation. George Soros, the CIA, Al Sharpton, the FBI. They're riling up black people. They're going to put them in FEMA camps. They're going to shoot them on the street. They're killing them everywhere. Look at them. You're forever on police video, forever documented. You are forever and ever and ever in history. From now on, you've committed felonies in the street, attempted murder, riotous activities. Facial recognition will pick you up whenever they frickin' decide. I cannot believe you young people take the bait. And you're going to celebrate every murder. Let's look, even if he was murdered, it is vulgar. The audacity is grotesque to do this to your towns every year. You're going to regret your actions because they're ignorant, they're savage, they're prehistoric. We have evolved from cavemen. You're not cave people. You're not animals. You're not in the jungle. You do not have the right to disperse yourself on the streets and do some of the things you're doing. Because what? Are you smoking crack? Have you smoked meth? Are you running around making concoctions out of cough syrup and Skittles and Arizona tea like Trayvon Martin was? You can't control your impulses if you are toxic and sick and full of dope. And your brain is full of disinformation. They are short-circuiting you. They are brain-flooding you. You are being called. This is asymmetrical warfare. The attack on the psyche and the use of toxins goes back all the way. It goes back to Roman times. You become the enemy. You will become the target. You are not the victim. You're not the victim. You're never going to be a victim. You're going to be a culprit. You are a perpetrator of violence, and you are grotesque. And you will pay a horrible price for not simply locking arms. You can lock arms and block traffic. You can get your message out and make sure people hear you and see you. You can cry your tears. Make signs, let them know. Call your congressmen and senators. Hey, refuse your tax payments April 15th. You are not being represented, and you can go doing this, and you can fight it in the courts. Disobey, disobedience, be civil. You have righteous indignation. But to go out there and prove everything they're saying about you, you just missed the point. You blew it. This is your chance, and Barack Obama is not serving you well. He is not the hero you think he is. He should be quelling this situation. He should be talking you down from your ledge. I talked you down from your ledge. Maybe you should vote for me for president. Alan Damian DeBosco on Facebook, the Carpenter President. I wouldn't take that job if they paid me double, $900,000 a year and $1 million a year for the rest of my life. You couldn't get me into the presidency. John F. Kennedy was the last president. Johnson was an evil coward who got us into Vietnam when we didn't belong there. We're looking probably at a depression along the lines of something 10 times worse than 1929. We are looking at a global situation. Listen, You know, people hold grudges. We live anywhere between 50 and 100 years. These are decades of grudges. And every 15-year-old Muslim in the United States will never forget what we've done in the Middle East. Go to globalresearch.canada. Go to InfoWars. Look at what's going on. Look at the false flags. Look at the endless strife, the scandals. Look at what they omit. And you have Congress going on a five-week vacation. You don't deserve a damn vacation, John Boehner, Mitch McConnell. You don't deserve one scotch and soda until you figure out how to get these corporations back into America, how to get the damn UN the hell out of this country, how to shut down Jay Helm, close our borders, quell this civil war that, I tell you, Michael Savage wrote, Stop the Coming Civil War. I haven't read the book because I don't need to. I've been looking at this for the last, man, I'm 57. I lived through the riots of 68, the Watts riots. I saw people bang bricks upside a white man's head. And guess, you know, here's the deal. This is what's so damn sick about it all. Young black men who, if they diverted their energies into something more important, like becoming an electrician, become a carpenter, become somebody, get into management. I don't care if you own a chain of hot dog stands, you idiot. Divert your energy. But no, you had to brick a truck driver upside the head, and you got 22 years in prison for it. 22 years to life. You're so stupid, you chose bologna sandwiches and cockroach soup instead of a four-bedroom, three-bath house and a nice Mercedes in the garage. You're a dumbass. Freeway Ricky Ross will tell you that. You can listen to, you know, 1992, they invented gangster rap. That's how P. Diddy got rich. This is how Jay-Z got rich, while they flash Illuminati signs. You will surely be destroyed. You don't celebrate these anniversaries. You mourn these people. We should mourn the death of our country. We should mourn the loss of society. We should take a hard look at who's doing what to who. To where do we get this animus from? I can't, it would take me, I don't have the money or the time to tell you on this program. It would take me at least a good 3-hour show to begin and end the discussion. Food, vaccines, social media, internet, stress, peer pressure. These are children, folks. Children in the street going at warfare over something they do not comprehend. Black lives splatter. Black lives scatter. Black lives shatter. All lives matter. The minute you get your bow up, the minute you stick your chest out and pick up a brick, the minute you put on your black do-rag, the minute you get little flags saying ISIS is here, they're going to destroy you like a bug. You will be absolutely horrified 6 months after you lose an eye. Maybe you'll wake up with a concussion. You keep doing this, your lives are over. Your lives are over. Stop it. Stop it. You don't see Bill Cosby standing up telling you to stop it. Alan Damian DeBosco will tell you to stop it. I'm from PG County, Maryland. I lived it. I've seen it. I got punched in the face so hard, my whole face was black and blue in 10th grade in 1973 when they started bussing people in. These turned out to be gangsters from the D.C. side. They lied about their address, and they were 20 years old coming into high schools. freebies, free lunches, free books, free education, and they got caught. One guy almost killed two guys one day in the hallway right in front of me. Turned out that the man was 24 years old and been in prison twice for attempted murder. He ended up getting shot in a card game right in the head. But that's what this show's about. Where's your moral compass? Where is your ground for, what's your plan for being moral in your response and dissent in coming days of strife and world war? These are perilous, unimaginable times, ladies and gentlemen. From 9/11 to now, 14 years, the longest war in the history of mankind. The United States has never been at war this long. This is a real war, blow-em-up war. And we know who ISIS is. We know who's doing this. Why can't they? If they wanted to come out and say, we want a global government, we want Russia on board, we will not be relentless in our resolve for human rights. You do what you're doing in Ferguson. If you even, there's no black people in Russia, folks. They're not going to have it. There's no Muslims in Russia like this crossing the border. I had friends go to Russia and they said it's as pleasant, as sweet, and as fun, and as charming as you ever want to see. Art, restaurants, great food. They're amazing people. Putin will have none of this. He won't even have GMO. Is GMO causing these young people these problems? Is all of this about our food, poison, lead in the water? Freddie Gray got 18 grand for lead poisoning, and look what happened to Baltimore over this kid. Maybe he fell off the chair in the car when it ran around the turn and broke his neck, but I don't believe that. I know they killed him. I understand why now. You get caught. If this guy, what a story would have gotten out about lead poisoning, the water systems, and the whole city of Baltimore, it would have been a $2 billion makeover, a demand for replacement of systems and to encapsulate the lead or clean it out or tear down the buildings or whatever. It would have been an epic, massive, massive emergency. Bigger than Katrina, believe it or not, because it could have gone nationwide because the water systems are loaded with lead in certain ghettos. Southeast D.C., Baltimore, St. Louis, all over, all these communities are not getting, well, I can't prove that, I won't say it, but it's been talked about. I saw the news 40 times higher in D.C. just, 12 years ago they said it. Got to look it up. American Water Works. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. I'm not hearing anything but space to destroy. They should have shut down Ferguson. Period. Call in the National Guard. We got Oath Keepers out there protecting InfoWars. They're serious and they have license to kill. They are a mercenary protection group. A lot of black men are going to die and be put in prison for what we've seen this last weekend. Again, the father said, don't be stupid, don't riot, don't be crazy, but put out your message. Well, you decided to be crazy and stupid and riot and hurt people, and we're seeing the bruises and the blood, and guess what? When you get that knock on the door in 10 days saying, we have an arrest warrant for assault and battery and attempted murder, just put your hands behind your back, because if you don't, they'll kill you right there. I think we're looking at a paradigm shift where human rights have to be taken into account, because there's proof that social media, along with all the other pressures, and I've talked about toxins, I've talked about malnourishment of these children, I've talked about drugs, I've talked about disinformation and mind-altering MK-Ultra operations in George Soros and Al Sharpton, and destabilization, fomentation in this country. They're doing it. I know what it looks like. I've heard dozens of authorities discuss it. Intellectuals, professors, I make my assumption here on the Everyman Show. Maybe it doesn't amount to anything. Cutting my chops. If there's anything I can do, I can at least talk you down from your ledge. I'm just one man. I have no skills other than broadcasting, other than being a carpenter and building something. And if I build a house and make $100,000, how does that help my community? It helps one family. It puts money in my account. Maybe I'll just go get another boat and go out and ride around and burn up gas and go fishing all day long and forget about you black people. Maybe I'll forget about you young white men. Maybe I'll forget about you young white ladies. And maybe I'll forget about the fact that our prisons are for profit. Maybe I'll forget about the fact that all the court systems work for the bankers. You got it. This is all the chaos and the money goes to the banks. All your fines, all your issues, you're a slave to the bank. The minute you threw that water bottle, that frozen water bottle at cops yesterday, the minute you did that last night, you became a slave to the banks. The judges get paid $200,000 a year to throw you away like trash, because that's what you are, basically. A throwaway individual that would take frozen water bottles and throw it at people that are there to protect you and did not hurt you. They didn't shoot Michael Brown. They didn't beat up that store owner. Michael Brown did. Trayvon Martin tried to kill Zimmerman, pounding his head into the concrete. It's been proven. In this country, we are allowed to protect ourselves with lethal force and pay the price later if it's proven in a court of law that we went over our bounds. But usually, the person wins when they're cut up and beat up and bleeding. You're allowed to carry weapons in this country, and it's going to remain that way. No matter how hard the UN and UNESCO and Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and the rest of them try to take it away from us, they can forget it. They're a little tiny group of people that have media support. That's all they are. Just because they're on television does not mean they carry any weight. They're just stupid mouthpiece figureheads telling you to give up your Bill of Rights, give up your Constitution. We know what's best. It should all go to education. Hillary Clinton wants to put $200-300 billion into education. You know why? Because she can fleece the system with $250,000 a speech for the rest of her life. Her daughter, Chelsea, who has nothing to say about anything, demands $65,000 for a speech about nothing, about how to be a great adolescent or adult. She has no say in politics. Where do these people get off thinking that they're all Kardashians? Even Kim Kardashian would have more to say than Chelsea Clinton, who is actually, well, let's just put it, that's not Bill Clinton's daughter, okay? Let's put it that way. I mean, Webster, I can't remember his name now. Webster Huxley, that's her dad. That's Chelsea's dad, Webster Huxley. All right, look, this has been another interesting Everyman show. The next 7 minutes, I want to talk about chemtrails. Comes to light that Bill Gates has been spraying since 07 100 million tons of sulfuric acid into the atmosphere every day. He wants to spray the skies with drones, block out the sun. That's why the sky is always white. We are having sun dimming problems. He's trying to cool the earth, which was never, ever, ever heating up. There's no such thing as global warming. NASA said we've had no increase in temperature since 79. Why are they doing this? Because Bill Gates is funding it, because he's allowed to spray the skies. And he's allowed to screw us up, I guess, with whatever he feels like screwing us up with. Now, I'm not sure how that comes to be honest with you. I don't know how he gets carte blanche approval to not only spray our skies, but he's, you know, when I read the stuff they put in there, the strontium metals, the barium, the whole nine yards, I'm shocked. I'm literally out of my mind with, detention. I have to stop in my, in my movements. And think about it for a minute. Pick up the cat and go, God, they're really doing this. Sulfuric acid, strontium metals, irons, blood cells, viruses, other lab, you know, industrial waste, sulfuric acid, sulfur, other, you know, who knows? I hear radioactive isotopes. Are you kidding me? Radioactive isotopes. How does the government allow this to go on? Are we trying to block out Chinese and Russian satellites? Is it a military operation? Are they really controlling the weather with the HARP system? Well, if they've got the antennas in the HARP system on full blast in Alaska, and everything blows, everything's pointed towards the east, you look at the jet stream has definitely moved over 20% to the east, coming up through Utah, instead of up, you know, I mean, look at it. They're boiling California. They're frying it to the crisp. Why? Agenda 21, ladies and gentlemen. No one will live west of the Mississippi River. The Dumbs are real. Dulles Air Force Base is real. Undergrounds are real. I really believe that Phil Schneider shot two tall grays. This guy, look at him. Even Phil Schneider looks like he's a transhuman. He may have been infected or something when they blasted him with that ray. He talks about this ray that, you know, these beings have been able to harness the energies of outer space and have done so, my God, could it be 500,000 years, like he says? Are we really going up there and bringing back minerals from the moon and something else that they're not telling us to make Mariite? Is this really happening? Well, I guess it is. Look at YouTube. Look at these things. I looked at a thing. I was looking at Dulles and Los Alamos, New Mexico, at these underground bases. It is extraordinary, shocking, amazing. You've heard about the boom sounds in Connecticut and Michigan. People don't know what it is. Well, you don't know what it is because it's 200-300 feet below the ground, and they're tunneling it out in the rock and going through and building a base underground, underground highways and railroads. And is that why we're paying triple for energy now? Over the last 5, 6, 7 years with smart meters? What's going on? What are they preparing for? Is there a return of a powerful, you know, look, they said there was a shootout with tall grays. I believe it. I believe it. I believe these things exist. I do believe reverse engineering has happened. They're sharing these people. They had their own colonies on Dulles Air Force Base. They've been working. These are top secret stuff. All these chemtrails, is this feeding the earth for an entity? You know, they don't come out in sunlight. They don't like to be up here with, you know, the oxygen and the photosynthesis is what they're afraid of. They're lizards. They're like lizards, they say. Go look at what some of these videos about tall grays. See what this is all about for yourself. Are they really able to make you think things? They can project thought. They can read. If you walk up behind one, he knows what you're thinking. They have transcendental communication. Extraterrestrials. So Steven Spielberg was just trying to tell us something with E.T., perhaps like he is with the fake Boston bombing and the fake ISIS chop-chop heads. I don't know. I know he's making movies for all these agendas. Anyway, folks, thanks for listening to the Everyman Show. If you see a black kid on the street getting ready to make a mistake, pull him aside and say, son, this will affect you for the rest of your life, and if I didn't care about you, I wouldn't say a word. I'd let you go destroy yourself. It's that simple. Remember the woman that smacked the hell out of her kid grabbing him home? Well, don't be smacking him. Because that's what the government wants you to do. Until tomorrow, it's the Everyman Show. Bye-bye.